falling leaf. Julian of Norwich, in her cottage having porridge, she was used to sacred visions. They appeared as waking dreams. She could see it all so clearly, how eternity is tiny, and this world is just one walnut on an everlasting tree. Breezewood, you're not even a town, unincorporated. The interstate. Breezewood, I'll be seeing you round. You're on the way to places where I would like to play. Breezewood, we're not putting you down. It isn't hard to argue, we all could use a break. Breezewood.
Breezewood by Brad Yoder with Maribel Skipworth doing some harmony, which may not have been audible because Brad was really getting into singing that. You are listening to All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. And yes, there's my legal 3 o'clock station ID.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel official now.
You are official. Why don't you officially do one more song and then we'll make room for Tucker and see what chaos he creates.
Excellent. I'm going to do a song that I co-wrote with Mirabeau. This is a song called The Bear. It's loosely based on a story in the news about a bear that had to be lured away from some more populated area with donuts, but I forget the exact details. I should have texted you these lyrics.
I'll find them. Keep just playing.
The trees are gray. The branches have no leaves. Tower above this creature wandering. When you're home, do you feel safe? When you're gone, are you afraid? Find yourself in a new place. Where are you now? Town's lights blur the scene. You gaze at him across a quiet street. When you're home, do you feel safe? When you're gone, are you afraid? Find yourself in a new place. Where are you now? Mm-hmm. hold you in their gaze. A strange surprise to finally meet this way. When you're home, do you feel safe? When you're gone, are you afraid? Find yourself in a new place. Where are you now?
The Bear, as performed by its authors, Brad Yoder and Mirabelle Skipworth. Thank you so much, Brad. Oh, Brad, before you walk away, you need to remind people on the microphone where you and Ty Trosky are playing tonight.
Tonight at Hazel Grove Brewing in Hazelwood on Irvine Street, 5:30 to 7:30. Jeff Miller, who's from here but lives in Nashville now, and also Gabriella Salvucci, the only person I know who had a record deal when she was in high school, but now she's in college, and Ty, who would have been here but will be there tonight. So come on out. Also come out next Wednesday for the Songwriter Meetup in Millville.
Remember, we're not really supposed to say come out.
Oh, right, yes.
We're supposed to say Brad's really looking forward to seeing you there.
Yes, do what you want to do, and we'll do what we're doing. And if those two things come together, then so be it. That would be lovely.
All yes. Right. I think Tucker's going to walk up next, and let's see what chaos he causes, as I'm sure he will.
Lots of chaos planned.
Yeah. Richard. Yeah, am I going to be snickering and laughing?
Not in this next one, probably. Actually, maybe not in these two upcoming songs, but I don't know. Who knows? Maybe my misery will cause you some laughter. We'll see.
Okay.
This is called Faces.
Seeing strange faces in my mirror, like my own, but distorted, twisted in fear and pain. They tell me I still look the same. I've been hearing strange noises in my sleep, not the sound of my breathing, but voices that are creeping in my head. I couldn't tell you all they've said. And it seems like it would all just be so clear. If all I needed was someone to whisper in my ear and tell me that they hold me dear. These faces and their voices, they've been keeping me awake by reminding me of choices that I wish I could remake and make it all if I ignored too many calls. And now I'm sleeping less and less, but I'm singing more and more. Oh, yes, my life is one big mess, and the only reason I live it for is making sound. It's the only reason that I found. And it seems like it would all just be so clear. If all I needed was someone to whisper in my ear and tell me that they hold me dear. I needed was someone to whisper in my ear and tell me that they hold me dear.
Dr. Metzl, that was sweet. That wasn't sad.
Thank you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Brad was miming clapping, but you're definitely allowed to.
Yeah.
Now, Tucker, we couldn't fit your pedal steel in here, but I know you're going to... When Ty said she was unable to make it, I reached out to Adelaide and see if they wanted to come in and do some acoustic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be playing with them tonight.
I am.
Why don't you tell about your appearance tonight with Van Gilder?
Oh, well, it's actually not a Van Gilder show.
Oh, it's not?
I understand how you got that misconception as we were talking earlier. I didn't specify, but my friend Juliana Warner is actually playing at the Poetry Lounge alongside Evan McMillan and Jack Ferreira. I'm going to be playing some pedal steel for her, and then Adelaide and Connor of Van Gilder are going to be joining along in the band, and should be a great night. So,
wow, yeah.
And if you are so inclined, Brad's thing ends at 7:30 and ours begins at 7:00. So you could catch a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. Just saying. They're not too far apart.
All right. And where is it again?
It's at the Poetry Lounge in Millvale.
Okay. All right. Well, you've hooked on your corncob machine.
Yeah.
Okay. Be careful it doesn't blow this mic out.
Gotcha. I'll stand back a little bit whenever
lean back when you're blowing it. What's this
Absolutely.
Song going to be called?
This song is called Prayer Number 5.
Prayer Number 5.
Yep.
This is on your record, isn't it?
It is, yes, as a matter of fact. That record, that I'm glad you picked one up. Thank you, Richard. That means a lot.
He's just saying that because I paid him. I didn't ask for a DJ freebie.
Which I would have been happy to give you.
I'm just heckling you.
I know.
Penknife in her left hand, she'll reach out to caress you with her right. She'll hold you like a lover, then she'll stick you like a friend to see if you would bleed the morning light. And her old man was a preacher of these words. He'd weigh your conscience heavy with his heel, but the substance of his sermon couldn't feed a single bird or even clothe the flower in the field. Keeps a lamp up on a stand. It's bright enough for all the house to see. Should she choose to hide it upon the world's demand, would it matter more to anyone than me? And she's told me of the state that I was born in. Makes me think on to the day that I will die. If the life I live between them is all I have for certain, then I wonder if it's a waste to wonder why. And I don't claim to be of righteousness or virtue. I don't claim to know that much more than I do. I don't claim to have the answers or the reason for my time. I'm just curious enough
see it through. I don't claim to have the answers or the reason for my time. I'm just curious enough to see it through.
Tucker Metzl and prayer number five.
Yes. Oh, wow. People are actually clapping for you. Wow.
Thank you, guys.
This is a whole lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it. Hope you are enjoying it too, listeners. And it's always something special. There's something special when people come in here and lay it on the line in front of these two microphones in the WRCT Pittsburgh studios. And Maribel gets to go last. Let's see what she's come up with. What you...
Uh-oh. You're plotting things.
I'm back. No, nothing to plot. Just
All right.
Gavin over here.
I'll just...
You get yourself comfortable, and then I'll move the microphones around. How's that?
That's awesome.
That good?
Yes.
This is good?
Yes.
All right. Maribel Skipworth, what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song called Peter, Pull Your Pants Up.
Oh, this is a silly one. I came close to laughing at this one.
It's like half silly, half not silly. It's kind of a bait and switch. But yeah, this is one that I recently recorded and hope to release in the fall. Check the wind now, take the sails down, there is water on the road. Oh, Peter, pull your pants up, take your shoes off, don't drown faster than you float there, waving you. Cause you're blocking up traffic, forget what you've done wrong. It doesn't even matter. They sing louder than the fount while you're choking and supposing they are praising the sureness in your doubts. They're writing you a song cause you're just the demographic to know that you'll be wrong, and it doesn't even matter. Thank you. your father? Did you leave them in your boat, oh Peter? Are they still fishing? I bet they miss you. Do they wonder why you had to go? You try to wave it all away, but you were screwing up traffic to keep your virtue safe. But oh, it only made you madder. You sense the coming rain. Welcome like a brother. Peter, the stars are brighter without the lights on. You now can see them on your own.
You're right. The title is What's Funny in That One.
Yep.
Where the heck does the idea for that song come from?
It's kind of using the disciple Peter from the Bible as like a character in this like new story, about kind of looking back at what you learned as a kid and trying to make your own way.
I never would have thought that. but yeah, that's, what are the kinds of things inspire you? Is it just whatever you see or do or read?
I write a lot. I'm constantly writing, so anything that comes to my brain, sometimes it's personal, sometimes it's, you know, looking out at the world and you know, trying to understand it, or literary stuff.
Tucker, what about you? I don't know much about your writing, except that sometimes it's hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
And sometimes it's very serious.
Yeah. I think the thing that mostly prompts me to write, I'm a big fan of witticisms, and so occasionally
I'll never would again.
Occasionally I'll get, even if it's not necessarily witty or comical, I'll get a phrase or a set of words that really pleased with, and I'm like, oh, that would be a good kind of seed for a song. I can build a song around that. So, yeah.
Well, Tucker, you'll get to hear what Mirabelle and Brad have heard me say many times. I didn't get the songwriting gene. I got the sideman gene. Someone's got to play the bass and make you all sound better.
Exactly. It's a great gene.
Yeah. All right, Mirabelle, you got another song for us?
Yeah, I got another song. This one's kind of happy-ish. It's kind of like, things are bad, but we got each other kind of song. It's called In Good Company.
All right. Mirabelle Skipworth, In Good Company, here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
My friends and I all have aches in our spine, but we're told it only gets worse. Worse than this, the fifth doctor's visit, they all say we're too young. for this. Then they'll stretch us out and give us a pill that'll fill our muscles with dirt. And from that dirt, some kind of hope will grow, then wilt like a rope. But then we laugh through the pain in good company. We find solace in these days, in those that know what we lack, and those that feel the same sadness. My friends and I all have aches in our mind, but we're told it could be much worse. Our fists are clean, but bruised nonetheless, for we set ourselves up in the ring. We're punching, kicking, screaming at air, our thinking unkept and unclear. I'm a particle dancing in a cruel universe full of war, pride and deceit. But then we laugh through the pain in good company. We find solace in these days, in those that know what we lack, and those that share the same sadness. La-di-da. But then we laugh through the pain in good company. We find solace in these days, in those that know what we lack, and those that share the same sadness. My friends and I have breaks deep inside. We all grin at the brink of a burst. No, we nod, that's not meant to fix, but to give a little reassurance. Yes, and no, we nod, that's not meant to fix, but to give a little reassurance.
Mirabelle Skipworth in good company. And all of a sudden, you were in great company. You had the guys singing along with you.
Oh, yeah.
Again, Mirabelle Skipworth, her next event is a songwriters meetup on July 2nd.
Absolutely. And I'm also hosting Acoustic Cafe on Monday. If you are so inclined and would like to share a song, a poem, a joke, that's happening in Millville as well, at Mr. Smalls, the Funhouse of Mr. Smalls.
And Mirabelle, please make sure when your record comes out this fall that you let me know, and I'll get you on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio to help push that baby.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And Tucker? Mm-hmm. Remind people where you're going to be tonight with Adelaide and Connor
and Juliana. We're going to be at Poetry Lounge. Doors are at 6, music at 7.
And Brad, I know you always have something to plug. Go for it, man.
I'm at Hazel Grove Brewing tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 with friends in the round. That's the last Sunday Songwriters, which is the last Sunday of every month. And yeah.
I'll also be at the open mic on Monday and the meetup on Wednesday.
Cool. Brad Yoder and Mirabel Skipworth and Tucker Mitchell, thank you all so much for coming in. And I think I've got another Pittsburgh songwriter queued up. Let's hear something from Morgan Arena.
Il vit l'illusion de ne jamais être vieux. Il traverse la glace, les bras levés aux yeux. Dans chaque lancée, chaque coup de patin, il y a le rêve, il y a l'instinct. Désir est mêlé dans la bouche, un goût d'éternité. Dans l'arène de son arrondissement, il joue encore malgré le poids des ans, avec ses amis en fin de soirée. Il rêve encore au divin trophée. Il n'a pas d'âge, il n'y a pas de temps. Son corps est en déclin, mais son cœur est constant. Adulte enfant, et déjà un peu vieux, avec toujours les bras levés aux cieux. Avec toujours
I'm gonna bring home a coon hound.
WRCT is supported by Tartan Inc. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop located in the University Cajon Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, and an assorted of colored and textured papers. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, collating, and comb and thermal and coil binding. And they also do business cards. Tartan Inc. is also an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
You can be old if you want to and sit in your rocking chair. Complain about the food, complain about the weather, complain nobody cares. You can be grumpy and lonely, you can go on and on, yelling at the neighbors, yelling at the kids, hey you, get off of my lawn. You can be sad and blue, if that's what you choose. You can be old if you want to, it's all up to you. Or you can be young if you choose to, wake up with a smile on your face, laugh away your troubles, laugh away your struggles, laugh away your pains and aches. You can be light and happy, remember it's all in your mind. If you are what you think, I think you should make your thoughts loving and kind. You can be fresh and new, if that's what you choose. You can be young if you want to, it's all up to you. Saying that anybody gets out of here alive. No, I'm just saying we get to choose to live or just survive. If you want to, just see that you already are. Be glad for what you have, glad for who you love, glad that you made it this far. Or you can put your nose to the grindstone till you grind it off of your face. But then how you gonna smell the flowers that you find on your path along the way? Best things in life are free. Just open your eyes and see that you can be rich if you want to. It's all up to you. It's all up to you. It's all up to you.
A Song for My Father by Damon Buxton is the musical bed while I try and catch up with what the heck's been going on around here lately on All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. After that wonderful live set from Brad Yoder and Mirabel Skipworth and Tucker Mitzel, we went on and heard from three Pittsburgh area artists, Morgan Arena doing Beautiful Thing that she put out about the year 2020. And then Christopher Mark Jones and Bernard Posier gave us Hockey Eternité from their 2022 record Montreal Encore, and then also from 2022, Old Whitetail gave us Coonhound. And the last thing on the set was not from Pittsburgh, it was from Ron Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L. It's All Up to You from his new record, Dance Till the Music Stops. Actually, while this is playing, I'm going to go ahead and take care of a little station business. Tune into Forbes Avenue, WRCT's homegrown and award-winning public affairs program. Hear engaging guests talk about the arts, social issues, and intriguing topics with a focus on Pittsburgh, and meet some fascinating people along the way. That's Forbes Avenue, Tuesdays at 9 a.m., right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday nights starting at 9 p.m., exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Well, come up next, I've got something recorded in April of 1981. The late, great Kate Wolf doing a song called Like a River.
river. Sweet smell of the pines, tall western cedar, drifting on the wind through the mountains like a river.
Yeah. use prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Mid-October, the geese are flying over, headed for the coast. But you're not here, and it seems this time of year is when I feel it more. Heaven, well, it never resonated back in Sunday school. But I found my religion on a windy mountain ridge and on a riverbank with you. When melancholy gets into my way, I remember what you used to say.
Keep the river on your right. You can't go wrong with the river on your right. And if you've lost your way, you're running out of daylight.
Keep the river on your right. The autumn leaves, they whisper in the trees against an endless sky. Despite it all, every leaf must fall just like you and I. And if there is a heaven, well, I bet you got your campsite all staked out. If there is a heaven, I bet you play that country station way too loud. When melancholy gets into my way, I remember what you used to say.
Keep the river on your right. You can't go wrong with the river on your right. If you've lost your way,